Blog Talk Radio.
78-0, Charlie Zelenoff. I repeat, 78-0. The haters are delusional. BoxRec is fucking deranged. Hey, listen to this. Listen to this. What? Click clack, son. Hear that? You hear that? If I snapped your jaw like that, haters, you motherfuckers are going to be talking. Man, I can't believe that this fucking retard, whoever, Breezeback, whatever his name is, I don't know, some fucking hater, some anonymous hater, I think it's him, I don't give a fuck, whatever, they're all the same. They're all delusional, retarded, fucking crazy fucking psychopath human beings, man. They need to be evaluated by fucking mental institutions and shit. But listen to this. Some fucking dumb motherfucker made a fucking video and said, titled it, Zelenoff pays opponent not to punch back. What the fuck is wrong with you? You fucking retard. 0-16. We both threw left hooks at each other. It was double impact. Not the fucking movie. This is real life, motherfucker. You understand? Yeah, Charlie Zelenoff would kill Dennis Rodman and Jean-Claude Van Damme or whatever. Oh, what's that? Oh, I'm confusing with that other movie. Whatever. There's some movie with Dennis Rodman and Van Damme. Whatever, you get my point. I punched that guy, and he landed a lucky punch, but we punched each other at the same time. But so how the fuck are you going to say that my opponent wasn't fighting back when he was throwing punches at me? And then when I jabbed him, he threw a right hand, and he didn't connect fully clean. He hit me with the fucking, with his, like, not even the palm of his glove, but either that or your arm, like arm punch. He hit me with his arm, and I hit him in the jaw with my glove, with my fist. I hit him, like, clean. He didn't hit me clean. But the point is, he was throwing at me. I was throwing more, obviously. Yeah, I was the busier fighter, but I was the aggressor. But he was throwing, too. Well, Jacob threw a fucking bomb. Southpaw Sill was swinging for the fences. Hell, in the beginning of that fight, Southpaw Sill was throwing more punches than me. And then I just, you know, jabbed and took my time, just fucking beat the shit out of him, you know, outboxed him. The EFC fighter, that guy was fucking throwing everything at him. Come on. The EFC guy that I punched in the head 10 times, that guy was fucking, well, go watch how the fight started. That motherfucker was throwing everything at me, man. All my opponents fight back, man. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Always, see, like, when, now, like, this fight, this last fight that I won, like, they literally, like, not even the haters, nobody can say that I lost. So now they're going to go ahead and accuse, fall, man, you people are fucking sick, man. Look at the fight, 0-32 when I jabbed him, right before I jabbed him. He tried to throw a 1-2 and he missed. The jab that he threw didn't connect at all, hit the air. And the right, it didn't land fully clean. Like he didn't land with the glove. He hit me with his arm, and then I just jabbed him so hard that he flew the fuck away, and I nearly knocked him out with that jab. Yeah. So, and if he wouldn't have pushed me after I hit him in the face, he like pushed me with his glove 2 times. That's, see, he it was well deserved what he got at, like, after we took the gloves off when I punched him in bare knuckle in the fucking face. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because that motherfucker, he kept getting his ass beat, and he kept, like, pushing me with his glove. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? You know what I'm saying? Fuck this motherfucker. And then when they turn off the camera, I'm like, man, what the fuck? And I'm like, boom, son. I just came from the gym, man. Man, I busted some dude up, man. Nah, I'm 78-0, man. I'm not 79. I'm not going to count it. Nah, I basically, like, bullied some 260-pounder, some huge heavyweight to fight me. 1 second. Yeah, listen. I was at that gym, a few hours ago. I was there. I don't know, I just wanted to make it 3 wins in 1 week. Even though I don't need to do that, like, I'm going to Ukraine to see my wife in 3 weeks.
Literally, exactly, about, yeah, 3 weeks. Exactly 3 weeks. I was just, you know, fuck it. I beat two motherfuckers this week, making beat somebody else. So listen up. I show up and I start challenging motherfuckers. Everybody starts saying no. I came really early, you know what I mean? I came like in the morning. And, yeah, I gotta go later. But the last time I went, when I beat the shit out of that heavyweight on video, that was in the morning. And everybody was just saying no and shit. And then I see this big-ass fucking big black dude. He looked like that NBA player, Zach Randolph from the Grizzlies. And he was about 260, 270. He was the size of, not the height of Randolph, but he was, like, the same weight as him. He was huge. So I just come up to him, I challenge him, let's go, man. Like, you're a big motherfucker, man. Let's box, man. I'm like, I got a pair of gloves for you. He's like, no, man, I'm good, man. It's working out, man. I'm good. He's like, you're a professional, man. I'm like, okay, let's do it. Shit, I'm like, let's do it, man. So then, you know, basically what I did was when I beat that K1 kickboxer, I started doing the same shit against this motherfucker. But he just, like, completely bitched out. He didn't even, like, get into a stance. He didn't throw anything. He didn't, nothing. I'm in a southpaw stance, and I jab him in the shoulder, like, boom. And then he's like, what the fuck? And then I jab him in the stomach, and he tries to, like, slap my punch away. I'm like, come on, motherfucker. You know, if I wanted to, I would have knocked him out. I would have hit him in the face like I hit the last opponent that I beat. Yeah, I hit him in the face, bare knuckle. Because, like, for real, I punched him for real in the face, like, boom. Yeah, I applied impact on him, and I hit him in the face. Yeah, if I wanted to do that with this guy, I would have done it. But I'm not going to do that, come on, you know what I mean? And see, I did that because during a fight that we had, and we took off the gloves, and we were talking shit to each other. That's different, you know what I'm saying? I'm not just going to come up to somebody and punch them in the face at a fucking gym. I'm not. I'm about to see... My wife is the sexiest woman that walks planet Earth. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to go to fucking jail. You know, I have a beautiful wife. I love her. She loves me. You know, I just talked to her right before I got on the radio. You know, I'm about to go on Skype with her after the radio. So listen. So then I jab him again, and then I hit him in the stomach, and then I hit him in the chest. But, like, not believe me, I didn't hit him as hard as I... 205 pounder with the sleeved ups. So he had like two sleeves. Come on, you all know what I'm talking about. My last win. Yeah, I jabbed him full out. I didn't jab this black guy in the body like that. I was just, you know, just white jabs, you know. Okay, I understand. My white jab for somebody else would be like a fucking brick falling on them, you know what I mean? Yeah, like when I hold back power, if I hit somebody, for them, it feels like it's not holding back power, you know. Just, but anyway, I'm not going to count it as a win because there was no headshots. He completely retreated. He did not get in the fighting stance. He just grabbed on his weights and just kept lifting weights. So that wasn't a fight. That was just me bullying him and just punching him with like 5-10% power. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. He just didn't want to do it. I'm like, ah, it's like that. I'm like, you don't want to fight. All right, whatever. That's it. See, they got somebody else. Yeah, but damn, you know, what if somebody came up to you and started jabbing you in the fucking stomach and shoulder and shit? You wouldn't do anything back. I'm like, damn, motherfuckers are terrified. Charlie's on the greatest. Yeah, but dude, man, just stop making videos, man. You've been exposed, man. I beat the shit out of Jacob. What the fuck is wrong with this guy, man? He's making videos saying Charlie Zona mercilessly beating down. What the fuck? You fucking moron. Did Jacob admit it on video that I beat him? He said it himself. He was like, he said he got me. What the fuck is wrong with you? My opponents are fucking admitting that they're losing to me. And you're fucking making videos saying that they're winning? You got mental problems, dude. Get some fucking help, man. You and all your fucking internet buddies. Yeah, I mean, you all probably see a psychiatrist anyway. You're not going to fucking go and admit on the internet in public and say that you see a psychiatrist. You're not going to admit that. You're embarrassed. Yeah, but you all, come on, you're all fucking sick in the head. You all see a psychiatrist, no, sure. You all take your meds. But let me tell you something. All you fucking haters, you need a stronger dose, man. because apparently whatever you're taking, it's not helping you. It's not fucking helping you. Because I'm beating the shit out of heavyweights every month. Every month. I have not taken... Okay, listen, I've been fighting for 16 months in a row. From December 2013, holy shit, to now, to March 2015, I have yet to take a month off. And that month will be April because I'm going to be with my wife. And no, I do not plan to fight unless it's against one of the Klitschko brothers because I'm going to be in Ukraine. And if they're stationed, well, I know Vitaly's in Ukraine. If I see him, I will challenge him to the ring and fuck him up. And Vladimir's in Germany, therefore, if my wife is willing, I will make a trip to Germany with her and knock out Klitschko at his, I know he has a big gym. There's a ring. He got no excuses. So I'll bring my belt, and I'll put him down. I beat Deontay Wilder. I physically punched Deontay Wilder in the face. Therefore, Klitschko is, listen, he's not a big deal. He's a bum. That's it. Beating him would be just like beating another heavyweight. To these mainstream bots, he's like, oh, Vladimir Klitschko, give me a fucking break. That guy can't fucking spell boxing, man. Look at my jab, man. What's all this Vlad's jab. What's, man, Vlad's jaw, man. That's what it is. Vlad's glass jaw, man. You aim, and then you hit. And that's it. He falls. And Charlie Zelenoff wins, motherfuckers. Hey, Charlie Zelenoff and Deontay Wilder. And Joe, man, it looked good for Wilder, man. It looked like Deontay Wilder went sailing, man. Seriously, man. It looked like he went sailing, man. Fucking ring, man. But anyways, talk about the last one, man. Let's put it on right now again. Yeah, jab, though. See, again, that motherfucker pushing. Boom, here's what you get, son. Look how loud that shit was, man. That's not this dog to do. God damn, that's what it sounded like. In the end, it looked like I hit him in the chest. First, I thought it was the shoulder, but hey, the chest. Either way, though, I hit him with four headshots to all of it. Yeah, so, I mean, it's done. I mean, every month I'm posting footage of me beating the fuck out of people. Like, heavyweights, like big, huge motherfuckers. I mean, like, seriously, mainstream fighters, underground fighters, you name it, man. Everybody. Fucking this last guy, he's a bare-knuckle fighter, man. Yeah, he's bare-knuckle, man. He doesn't even wear gloves. He doesn't record it. He just fights bare-knuckle. He just does it for fun. Yeah, and I challenged him. He agreed right away. And I'm telling you, anybody has anything bad to say? Anybody seriously wants a title shot? Fuck this video-making fucking bullshit. Like, the on YouTube video, okay, you know how these retards, like Kane Watson, like, yeah, no, none of that bullshit. These are trolls trying to get shout outs from the greatest boxer of all time, Charlie Zonno. That's, okay, this last guy that I beat, did I make a video and call him? I don't know his name. I forgot to ask his name. Who gives a fuck? 205-pounder, whatever. 205-pounder, tatted up, sleeve, who gives a fuck what his name is? K1 guy that I beat, Mansfield. Not the weak-ass fucking pussy from the UFC. This Mansfield, he's black. He's African-American. He's black. He would kill that fucking weak white guy from the UFC. All right. This Mansfield, I fucked him up. This guy, I jabbed him in the stomach. This clown had the nerve to fucking, like, basically what I did today, like, I busted up some big black dude with body shots. He didn't do anything back, so I'm like, fuck it, this is not even a fight. This guy just wants, he doesn't even want to fight. He was like, just telling me to stop. He was like, hey, chill, man, you know? So I'm not even going to count that as a fight. But that Mansfield guy, the K1 fighter, he threw a headshot at me, and he hit me with some weak headshot, and then I counter him with a weak right. I tagged him in the cheekbone, like, boom. I hit him right in the face. And then he told me to chill, and he was like, hey, man, chill. And but he threw, he physically hit me first. No, I mean, I hit him first with a body shot, but you know what I'm saying. He threw a headshot. Come on, when headshots are involved, I'm counting that shit, man. Yeah, that's a win. And then I punched him in the face, And he was like, fuck this. And I didn't even apply, barely applied power. I just applied all my speed. I was like, bam, he couldn't even see that shit. Shit, K1, man. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. I told you all this fucking K1, UFC, HBO, Showtime, all that stuff, man. These clowns are not in my league. I've been saying it. It's incredible. I beat every single one of them. But okay, the UVF is underground. I beat mainstream fighters in non-televised belts. Do you understand how much better that is? You know what I'm saying? Pride-wise? Yeah, like, these mainstream, quote-unquote, fights that are televised, these are fake fights, man. And even if very few are real, these guys are not good. They're overrated, man. I would kill these motherfuckers. This fucking EFC guy that I punched in the head 10 times, this clown was telling me about his fucking, that he fought on TV, national television, whatever, all this bullshit, EFC, Octagon, all. I'm like, okay, oh my God, beat Deontay Wilder, I beat Derek and John. And he's like, who are they? I'm like, I'll show you who I am right now. And then there you go, man. 10 punches in the fucking head, man. So where's all his TV credit? Okay, they showed him on TV. So fucking what? What does that mean? He got his ass beat by me, man, on YouTube, man. Real fights on YouTube, on video. Yeah, what's the difference? Whether it's on video or whether it's TV, what's the difference? Does my punches connect the speed and power that I hit with? Okay, if I hit Deontay Wilder on television, the way I hit him in the ring when it was recorded on YouTube, he would get TKO the same exact way. What's the difference? Yeah, what, money, whether he paid a lot of money, but they fight once a year. Yeah, it's all fake shit, and they stage that shit, and it takes them 6 months to prepare for a fucking quote unquote fight. I don't want to be a part of that shit. I fight 2 times a day. How the fuck am I? 6 months? It's hard to go a week without a fight for me. Like, when I fuck somebody up, this is it. A week passes, 2 weeks pass, 3 weeks, 4 weeks tops. This is it. I'm already back into it. I mean, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, okay, well, in Ukraine is different. I'm going to be having sex with my wife. You know, that's even better than fighting. That's even better than boxing. That's like shit, man. That's like heaven on earth, baby. You know what I mean? Like, my wife's former supermodel, you know. But you know what I'm saying. These TV guys, again, K1 Mansfield, say his name is Mansfield, he's like, Google me and shit like that. Not the weak white fighter from the UFC. No, not him. I wouldn't fucking murder that guy. No. I beat another guy. He said he was kickboxer. He said, I'm a kickboxing champion. Former kickboxing champion, so he told me. I'm like, okay, well, I'm a current boxing champion. Let's get it on. And he starts saying, nah, man, then I jab him to the stomach, and he throws a headshot at me. We connect. I counter him with a headshot, hit him in the cheekbone, and he quit. Charlie Zonov beat a K1 heavyweight. The guy was 240, 250 pounds. You hear this guy would, yeah, it was sudden. It was a sudden fight. I didn't know I was going to see this motherfucker. He was hitting the bag. I came up to him and I challenged him, and we ended up fighting right there. So I didn't have time to get. I didn't come with a cameraman. The guy who recorded me beat down that second guy with the tattoos. Yeah, that was just some random person. I just asked him, like, yo, can you hold the camera and shit? He was like, oh, I gotta go. I'm like, come on, man. This is gonna be quick, man. I'm gonna make quick work of him. He's like, all right. That's it. So I had to, like, talk him into holding the camera. Yeah, but the first fight that I won against the K1 fighter, yeah, my cameraman didn't go. Yeah, so I wasn't able to record that. If he, like, agreed to it, then, yeah, but he didn't. He was like, no, I'm just hitting the bag. And then I'm like, come on, man. And I, like, you know, I try to, like, bully and taunt him. I'm like, come on, motherfucker. I'm like, boom, jab, you know, in the stomach. And then the son of a bitch ends up hitting me in the head. I'm like, motherfucker, boom, right in the face, bitch. Fucking TV, fucking mainstream pussy, man. Here's what you fucking get, man. Eat that, man. This motherfucker. Yeah, I humbled him. let me put it like that. Like, he got humbled. Like, as soon as he felt that, like, I didn't apply a lot of power, but that was still power. Like, for me, like I said, if I don't apply all my power, for somebody else feels it, for them it feels like a brick falling over. I applied all my speed. It was like, wow, it was so fucking fast, like lightning literally struck him, like lightning struck him. This motherfucker quit on the spot. There you go. There's his K-1 resume. You delusional fucking haters. Fucking idiots. Yeah, this, that, wasn't it Better Hari, whatever the fuck? Yo, Better. I'm the baddest, motherfucker. You get in the ring with me? Am I giving him a shout-out right now? Who the fuck is he, man? What is K-1? They don't even feature that crap anymore. Nobody even knows about these fighters, man. These guys are terrible. My God, man. Pretty soon all that shit is going to be dead. HBO show, Joke Time, all of this stuff is just... Dude, I'm telling you, at the gym, like a lot of these fighters that I beat, I tell them, like, I beat Deontay Wilder. They're like, who's that? No, I'm serious. They're like, who's Deontay Wilder? So many people don't know him. This guy's a fucking retard. He's only these mainstream bots that sit on the computer that talk shit about the champ, Charlie Lee. Yeah, they know. To them, these guys like Ali, Ray Robinson, Mike Tyson, to them, they're yeah, but then, okay. Tyson's different. This Tyson's a clown, you know. But I'm talking about Deontay Wilder. No, man, he's not known at all. He's a fucking nobody. He's a fucking champion in his own mind, dude. That guy's a fucking delusional reject, man. I fucking punched him one time and TKO'd him with one punch. Fuck, one punch. That guy's a joke, man. He fucking cheap shotted me in the second fight, man. Let me tell you, when I hit him in the body, man, I knock people out cold, punching them in the jaw, in the face. I hit Wilder in the body harder than I hit most people in the face. If I hit Wilder with that 1-2 in the face, how I hit him in the body, there would have been fucking ambulances and gurneys and all over the whole gym, man, I'm telling you, yeah. He hit me in the back of the head, and what can he knock down? Hey, why isn't TMZ talking about the TKO? Why are they talking about the knockdown, huh, TMZ? You fucking tards, man. Did you guys see my last fight? Oh, what about Jacob? You saw that fight? How I made that big, huge motherfucker quit? How I smashed him with that left hook? Yeah, you motherfuckers are sick in the head, man. Fucking fake motherfuckers, TMZ, man. It's hey, TMZ, it's Charlie C, and it's not Ali. T for T, number one in history, Charlie Z. I repeat, get it right. Greatest of all time. Hey, you saw that speed and power? Like I said, I make Mike Tyson from the 80s in my last fight. You saw how fast, like when the fight started, how fast I was throwing at that motherfucker? Shit, man, you motherfuckers ain't never seen anybody duke it out like that, huh? I make 80s Mike Tyson look like a motherfucker from a Tough Man contest, man. Shit, literally, I do, man. I kill Tyson, man. I beat Tyson. If I hit Tyson with that jab, like I hit that guy, man, Tyson would fly like a fucking pigeon, son. Fucking clown, man. That's a joke, man. There's all those documentaries, the Undisputed Truth, man. The Undisputed Truth, really? Show up to the gym, man. I'll show you I'll show you who's undisputed, and I'll show you who the truth is, motherfucker. Yeah, I'll put it on YouTube. Deontay Wilder found out the hard way, man, when I hit him with that left hook. Derek the Giant, this motherfucker comes in all overconfident, looking at me because I'm so much smaller than him. Next thing you know, he gets in the ring with me. He doesn't know what the fuck is hitting him. See what I'm saying? These guys are bigger than me. They underestimate. Not anymore. Everybody knows now that I'm the best. You know, I'm saying like before, motherfuckers underestimate me, you know, because like I'm a middleweight and they're all heavyweights. But no, this is it. Everybody knows Charlie Lee is the greatest. Yeah, greatest of all time, man. Speed and power, man. Are you kidding? Yeah, so in 3 weeks, let's see, I'm going to be laying in bed with my wife. You know, my fights are all on YouTube. My victories are on YouTube. This is it. The irrefutable proof is out there. The undeniable, irrefutable proof is out that I'm the best in the world. What can you haters have been literally, defeated, destroyed. I mean, I can't even find the words to describe how much I decimated you people. You know, it's like you people talked all this shit about me. You know, I believe I've gotten phone calls from one of you clowns. And one of you even, I don't know, listen, they told me that the haters apparently trying to ruin your life or some bull crap like that. Okay, well, I ruined yours. I did a complete 360 on you motherfuckers. I beat so many fighters, and I got married with a beautiful woman, 7 months together already, almost 7 months. I mean, we're heading on for a year already, I mean, yeah, so 7 months and 8, 9, 10, 11, yeah, so that. Yeah, so, I mean, when I'm in Ukraine with her, pictures on Facebook of me holding my wife, Daria, her name's Daria. Daria Zelenov, that's a beautiful name. I mean, Daria by itself is a sexy, hot name. She was the sexiest girl. You know, look at her last name. Her last name is Household. She's married to a superstar, you know what I mean? Well, Charlie Zelenov, man, the best. But yeah, look, just watch my last fight. Look at that speed and power, man. No fighter in history can compare to that. Nobody. This Mike Tyson, literally, I make him look like a regular fucking person. He is a regular person, but I'm not joking. I'm serious. You see the way I went off on that motherfucker, even before I hit him with that left hook, even before I hit him with that jab, just the movement, the right, then the right, left, that fuck, man. I'm a fucking animal, man. I'm telling you, I've been sober for 10 months. I have not drank alcohol. I have acid reflux. I don't smoke. I don't drink. Yeah, the acid reflux is terrible, but in a way, I mean, I'm not going to say it benefits me, but because of it, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I eat healthy foods and shit, I train, dude, I got a six-pack now, I'm like, literally, like, yeah, I mean, look at the way I'm performing, yeah, the six-pack, yeah, my wife, she's digging it, look at the way I'm performing every single fight, look at the way I'm fighting, look at the way I'm boxing, you know, there's fights where I get unanimous decisions like Jules Vall, Jiu-Jitsu fighter, Southpaw Silva. I look, I box much better than Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Muhammad Ali put together. Last fight, you know, more explosive, a lot more explosive than for example, Mike Tyson. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. Yeah, and all these high TV fighters on HBO, Showtime, Joketown, this idiot Jim Lampley, Larry Merchant, the ESPN, this clown Teddy Atlas. Hey, Teddy, man. Hey, clown. Scarface, man. What's up? Saw the last fight? Yeah. There's no, listen, nobody on your network has that kind of jab, that kind of power, that kind of explosiveness, that kind of timing. Nobody. Accuracy? Oh, and you don't have a middleweight to beat the shit out of heavyweights because you clowns go by weight classes. In the underground, there's no weight classes. Everybody fights everybody. Charlie Zelenov knocks out everybody. Okay, fine. Sometimes I win by decision. The point is, Charlie Zelenov beats the shit out of everybody. Charlie Zelenov, the greatest of all time. Teddy Atlas, delusional. All right? Convo over. Next. And let's see. So, yeah, anybody has any kind of problem with me, you go to the gym. See what I do to these fighters? Yeah, like I said, none of that bullshit. Oh, let's make a video, call you out. None of that shit. You just show up to the fucking gym. They have my number. You ask them to call me. They're not going to give you my number, but they're going to call me, though. And they're going to tell me there's somebody here waiting for you. And as soon as they do that, I'm going to be right there. That's it. That's all you got to do. If you want to tie it, this goes for everybody. This goes for Deontay Wilder. This goes for Floyd Mayweather Jr. Vladimir Klitschko, this goes for all you haters on the internet. Well, you clowns would not fight your shadow. You motherfuckers rather fucking jump off a fucking 10-story building than box me. But I'm just saying, anybody that thinks they're man enough, you know, to either step in the ring or there's no ring, whatever, put on gloves, square up with Charlie Zonoff. I mean, today, 260-pound fucking heavyweight, I jabbed him in the body 3-4 times, hit him in the shoulder, you know, like I was just like bullying him so he can box me. I was doing my best so I can make it 79. And 79, and he didn't want to do it. He was like backing out, just kind of like, you're a bitch, or, you know, whatever. No, I didn't tell him. I didn't insult him. I just, you know, I just left him alone, you know. But yeah, if he, let's say he got into a stance, then, you know, and then I would have struck him in the face, then yeah, and that's a victory. But body shots, they all landed. No, they landed. I'm not going to count for the one. Come on. I'm breaking faces, man. I'm not going to. I was just taunting him more or less, taunting and bullying him, put on gloves, you know. You don't want to do it. But yeah, you see that speed and power, boy, you don't need to make any YouTube videos. And just show up to the gym, get knocked the fuck out and embarrassed on video. That's the video we're going to put out. Making a video and be like, yo, Charlie's falling off, I want to fight you, blah, blah, blah. I'm not even going to click play on that bullshit. I don't have time. I have a wife. That I talk to Skype because I have a wife that I'm about to, you know, move in with and then bring her to the States, you know. So I'm gonna get her pregnant. We're gonna have a wedding, we're gonna have kids to take care of, you know. So that, man. World champion, greatest of all time, best boxer in the world, / husband. You understand? But hey, I always got time. Whoop some ass. Always got time to whoop some ass. So if anybody wants one, hey, you want a title shot. Real title. Hey, listen, all these guys that with fake titles, like the EFC guy, Joe the Law, Deontay Wilder, they all got their asses kicked by me. Therefore, the UBS, now the world knows that the UBS is the world title. So whoever wants a world title shot versus Charlie Zonoff in order to try and get that belt, you got it. You know what to do. But you ain't getting the belt, though. I can guarantee you that. And you ain't beating me. You're getting knocked out. That's what makes the UBF so prestigious, because nobody can beat me. Because 78 tried and 78 failed. Everybody tried. Professional boxers tried. HBO, Showtime, ESPN, K1, UFC, EFC. Hey, listen. Underground fighters, a fucking murderer tried, teardrop, killed people, and I nearly fucking killed him. You see what I'm saying? Musclehead, like muscleheads, like rooted up muscleheads that like lift weights and shit. They tried. All of them knocked the fuck out. Street fighters, thugs, you name it. Prisoners, motherfucker from prison. After I beat the EFC guy, some guy from prison tried to box me down the street with bare knuckle. One punch, TKO, snap, broke his fucking jaw. Everybody fucking tried. 78 tried. Hey, listen, you want to continue trying? You'll continue failing. You want to continue trying? It's my pleasure to watch you continue failing, because nobody will ever beat me. Knocked down against Wilder? Hey, what happened in the ring? He flew the fuck away like a fucking, like 10 trains. Fucking hit him at the same time. Outside the ring, don't forget, I bombed on him too. And he got disqualified. I'm undefeated. Dijon, bombed on him. Outboxed him. Destroyed him. Choking and boxing does not count. Why did he do that? Because he got his ass beat. Let him try to do that again. Oh, yeah, speaking of Dijon, I'm glad I mentioned that. Let him come to that gym where I beat that last guy, where I jabbed that last guy, that heavyweight would knock Dijon the fuck out. Let him come to that gym where I beat Jacob in that last heavyweight with Texas. Let Dijon show up to that gym. I will fucking murder that motherfucker anytime, anytime. I'm leaving the Ukraine. Deshaun, if you're listening to this, hey, listen, clown. I'm leaving Ukraine in 3 weeks. You're not a choke artist. You're a joke artist. All right? I'll fucking crush you, clown. Number one pound for pound. Charlie's going up. Right of all time. Yeah. You fucking haters. People need mental health, man. Yeah, go watch my last fight, man. That jab? Yeah. Now you know that Larry Holmes ain't got the best jab in boxing. Charlie Zelenoff, the best boxer that's ever wasted gloves, man. 23 wins in 2014, 7 wins so far in 2015, 30 wins in 15, 30 boxing wins in 15 months. I am the GOAT. Conversation over. No debate. I mean, irrefutable. That's it.